Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'm sorry, I cannot believe this story. I cannot believe it. But apparently it's made medical headlines, and we need to decipher what the hell happened. I don't know if you guys heard about this, but reports are surfacing that a Jordanian gynecologist left his cell phone in the patient's abdomen, and she's home, and it rings, and, well, it's in the abdomen, shaking it all up, and they have to go back to the hospital to get it taken out. I mean, this is something where you're like, really? Please. But we're not hearing any denials. Jordanian gynecologists are saying, according to the Gulf News, has allegedly accidentally left his cell phone in a patient's abdomen during a C-section. I understand leaving your cell phone at the movie theater seats, leaving your cell phone on the little, you know, tampon dispenser garbage area in a bathroom because you leave it there while you go to the bathroom. I can understand leaving it on the school bus, but not in a woman's abdomen. Hanan Mahmoud Abdul Karim, 36 years old, was admitted to a private hospital in Amman for an operation on April 24th, which was a C-section. During the procedure, the gynecologist somehow misplaced his mobile phone in her abdomen. The patient's mother, Maheda Abdul Hamid, told the media that after Hanan gave birth to a 4.8-kilogram baby boy, about 9-some pounds, and discharged from the hospital, the family started to notice that her abdomen was vibrating. She says, my daughter suffered serious pains and could not move. If this really happened, oh my gosh. Do you know how painful that could be? So the mom brings her back to the hospital where she could be treated, but said nothing was done for her. Hanan was then admitted to the casualty department of the Al-Bashir Public Hospital in Amman, where x-rays revealed a foreign object in her abdomen. Physicians in Al-Bashir Hospital operated on Hanan and then removed the cell phone. There were 10 text messages. I'm joking. All right, that's all nice. Hanan's case, I guess, echoed in the Jordanian parliament, where the parliament member Salim Al-Bataina urged the Jordanian government to resign as a result of the scandal. In countries which show respect to their nations and following such scandals, governments usually resign. I'm not sure why the government has to resign. The doctor may have to resign. The parliament should show responsibility and be on the level of the case. So, Jordanian health ministry is saying, wait a second. Okay, this story is baseless and fabricated. See, this is why I don't really believe this here, because, okay, when you perform a C-section, you're sterile. You can't sit there and operate on somebody while holding your cell phone and texting and tweeting, okay? You need both hands to do a cesarean section. Okay? I mean, I did some cesarean sections in my training 15, 20 years ago, and I don't recall having an extra hand for communication or for tweeting. Of course, we didn't have tweets back then, but we did have cell phones. I had a beeper on me, and the beeper was connected to my scrubs underneath my surgical gown. And so there's no way my beeper could have fallen into a patient. You know, I had no earrings on. I made sure I had no jewelry on so nothing would fall into a patient, but you're pretty covered up. So that doesn't make any sense. Not to mention the battery life of a cell phone. My phone dies if it doesn't get juiced up in about 8 hours. So a cell phone lasting 5 hours or 5 days, are you kidding me? So it just doesn't make sense. But the reason why I bring this story up is I guess the Washington Post reported last year, according to CNET.com, that U.S. surgeons leave something behind inside their patients once every 5,000 to 7,000 surgeries. Now, if there's 50 million surgeries a year, that's a lot of things that could be left behind. Now, when we did surgery, we always had to do counts at the end. So we had to count all our instruments, check it out. Before we closed up the patient, we had to count all the gauze. You know, I was like, okay, but don't we got to close them up really fast? They're like, yeah, we're going to close them up, but we got to count. We got to do our counts. And we would make sure that there was nothing left, no gauze, nothing. And none of the patients that we took care of as when I was a student luckily had that. So we had a system in place. So you guys shouldn't worry that people are leaving things in place. However, a question I get a lot from my patients who've had surgery is, I'm still in pain. How do I know the doctor didn't leave something behind? Well, a very easy way to tell is if the pain isn't going away or if the pain is getting worse. Okay, post-op surgical pain, you'll hurt, but gradually, you'll start getting better. Yeah, you may be more sore in the first day or two, you know, because the anesthesia wore off and your pain medicines are wearing off and now you're trying to move around and you're trying to poop and you're kind of constipated. But in general, you slowly start to improve, you know, day by day or every few days. If the pain isn't improving, okay, or if you hear, you know, like certain do-do-do-do, then my guess is we're looking at an issue here where we have a, unfortunately, a phone in there. See, something like that, that means there's a phone left behind. Yeah, I would say that probably means you got a phone left behind. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. And don't be afraid to ask your surgeon, say, look, can you please, you know, take an x-ray or take a peek, you know, or run a scan. But I feel like something's not right. You know, I understand post-op pain, something doesn't feel right. How do I know something wasn't left in there? And don't worry about the doctor just trying to cover his butt, because trust me, it'll surface itself eventually that you have something in there. And then he'll be in a lot more trouble not offering to look.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we got a lot to talk about here. All right, we have secondhand smoke from marijuana that is strong enough now to make you fail a drug test. Now that marijuana is starting to become legal in many areas, here you are, you know, keeping yourself sober or, you know, not on marijuana. You're trying to pass a drug test for a particular job, and your buddy is smoking it or it's in your house. Now these marijuana compounds are getting stenchier and stenchier, that we're finding that the strength has really increased to the point where you could be failing your drug test. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about a nursing student who failed her class multiple times and is now suing the school. Alright, because she said that her stress and anxiety is a disability. And, you know, we'll talk about that, okay? Daily dose of vitamin B3 could slash risk of common skin cancers by a quarter. What is vitamin B3? And then we'll also give you the latest on what we know about the Amtrak crash. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Many of you guys heard about this last week. Apparently, there was a man who sneezed out a toy that was wedged up in there for 44 years. His name is Steve Eatson. He was about 7 years old when his parents noticed that a suction cup was missing from one of his toy darts. And they were worried he inhaled or swallowed. So they took him to the hospital and the doctors couldn't find anything. Yet for decades he had sniffles and headaches. So he thought he was just suffering from allergies. Now, more than four decades later, all right, they found that when he had a very powerful sneeze, there was a very uncomfortable sensation, and the suction cup emerged from the 51-year-old man's nose. He said, "I started a sneezing fit, and it came out my left nostril." Now, see, I really dig medical antiques and toy antiques. He could probably sell that on Pawn Stars. He said, "I thought, what is this? Where the hell has this come from?" And he pulled out this rubber sucker. Eastern called his mom, who told him about the hospital visit, which he had apparently forgotten. Doctors at the time said perhaps she was mistaken about her son inhaling the suction cup. She goes, "I knew it wasn't a mistake. It always worried me. And now it has suddenly shot out. We were all shocked." You see, mom is always right. You guys get that? Mom is always right. Now, Easton's current doctor doesn't think that the dart suction being up there for 44 years is causing any problems or has caused any problems. I'm surprised he didn't get multiple infections, abscesses. That's crazy. So, when I was an ER doc, we had a bunch of kids come in. And the reason why, and thank God they were all fine, was while it was nappy time at the preschool or the kindergarten, there was one kid going around putting pieces of crayon into each of their ears. And so we had to try and get a bunch of the crayon pieces out. And I don't know, this kid really, I mean, boy, he needed a whooping, but we don't whoop anymore. But, you know, in my day and age, man, he would have gotten a butt whooping. But, yeah, so we have all these kids being brought to the ER with pieces of crayon and possible tympanic membrane rupture. So it was a definitely crazy day that day. But, you know, these things sometimes can sit there, and they don't do anything. But a lot of kids shove stuff up their nose. I'm kind of surprised that 7 years old, you think a seven-year-old would know not to stick a dart up their nose, you know? But seven-year-old boys back in the 70s, was it late 60s, early 70s, probably by 70? Yeah. Sometimes clueless. You know, now boys are a little smarter. They know not to stick things in their nose. But, you know, I remember my friends back then. They did stupid stuff. I did stupid stuff. I used to take my big wheel. We lived on this hill. And I would just race down. And it was going so fast that you couldn't put your feet on the pedals. And I would, like, flip, you know, and fall into the middle of the street. And it was just, I mean, my big wheel was so torn up. And then I would try to slow the big wheel down with my hand. And do you guys remember those black plastic big wheels and what kind of a plastic burn you'd get on your hand trying to do that? Yeah. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, right now the Amtrak crash is focusing on the engineers. They're still trying to find people who are missing. And I believe we're up to right now 7 casualties from the deadly train wreck that occurred Wednesday, May 13th, that derailed in Philadelphia. They said the engineer had, I guess, changed his Facebook profile picture to a black rectangle within hours of the crash. His name is Brandon Bastian. They said he seemed to know about his role in it before his name publicly surfaced. And I guess he changed his Facebook profile. He is 32 years old of Queens. He has turned over to authorities blood samples and his cell phone because they wanted to see if he was tweeting or texting or whatever. He had suffered a concussion, but is cooperating with the investigation and is willing to speak with the National Transportation Safety Board. From what we understand, he was going about 105 miles per hour or 106 miles per hour on a section of the track where he should have only been going about 50 miles an hour. So they want to know why. He says, however, that he has no recollection of what happened. Okay, he has no medical issues, they say. He's on no medications. He has no health issues to speak of. He's young. He's in his 30s. He says he remembers driving the train, but has absolutely no recollection of the incident or anything unusual. He recalls being tossed around and apparently being knocked out. He wakes up, finds his bag, grabs his cell phone, and calls 911. Bastian reportedly suffered a concussion and injuries to his leg and was treated at a hospital. Now, earlier reports said that the engineer refused to give a statement to law enforcement, and the NTSB officials said the agency would give him 2 days to recover from the shock of the accident. Thus far, 7 have been declared dead and 200 people at area hospitals. So this sharp turn was unfortunately the impetus for the flip and the train derailing. 43 people, I think, were able to walk out of it with minimal injuries, surprisingly. We'll get you more reports. You know what? An interesting piece of this is how in the beginning he said he's not going to give anybody any information, yet the National Transportation Safety Board says, look, we're going to give him a couple days to recover from the shock. You know, that's one of my worries, that God forbid something happens, and while I'm in the state of shock, I'm doing some. I say something that's completely off the wall, off the record, and unfortunately, people hold me to that. So it's interesting that now he's cooperating, et cetera. But you also wonder that if it wasn't shock, you know, really did he not want to make any statements? Now, a lot of people would probably say, look, I don't want to make any statements until I have my lawyer. Right, you know, but you know, if you really weren't at fault and there was something going on with the car and you don't remember, then you could say that rather than say, no, I'm not gonna, you know, help. You could just say, look, I just don't remember right now. I want to remember. You know, I'm a little freaked out. Just I want to remember. How do I remember? Now, from what I understand, the black box will have a lot of that information. The speed, you know, I believe there might have even been a camera on him at the time of the incident, so we would be able to see if he texted or tweeted, and of course the cell phone, and looking at the times texts and tweets were done, that could also shed light. It's scary stuff. If they come to find out that people are texting or tweeting, and they have a no cell phone law, truckers out there have a no cell phone law. They are not allowed to use their cell phone. One of my truckers was like trying to listen to my show, and I said, that, you know, if you can't, you know, pull it up on iHeart or GCN Live, go to your phone. Pull up the GCN Live app. They're like, I can't. We have a no cell phone rule. So if there are no cell phone rules, and then unfortunately people are still using the cell phones, I'm really, really nervous about them starting to go towards the automation type, you know, get rid of the human error aspect of driving. And then a bunch of people out there are going to be losing their jobs because they can't be trusted. You know, and I understand it gets boring. I know I get bored. We have this fear of getting bored. So we start hitting the phones and we hit Facebook and we hit because we don't want to be bored. There's nothing good on the radio. So we flip stations around, you know, and it's unfortunate if that's what happened. It's deadly and it continues to be deadly. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dalli.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
From the makers of Lock It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Went on, especially when they're on pot. And, you know, it looks like we're starting to see secondhand exposure on the rise, where I think we're just going to be all kind of walking around in a daze, but we'll be all really nice to each other. Like, dude, I gotta go to work, man. I don't want to go to work. Damn. I think everybody's going to be just all, like, you know, happy and relaxed. And, I love it when my patients, you know, are on marijuana. They're nice. They don't complain to me about anything. I say, you need to take your medicine. Okay. And you need to get a colonoscopy. dude. Yeah, exactly. And they're cool about it. You know, they don't give me any lip. So I don't have a problem with that. But I told you guys that I was in a hotel a few weeks ago with a bunch of kids in a sleepover. And it would just really rank. I started to smell something really stinky. And it smelled like weed, bad weed. And it was, I don't know what good weed smells like. I guess good weed isn't as rank. And I remember feeling a little dizzy. And I called security going, okay, look, I got a bunch of kids here. I don't want them getting high. So we had the door. They should have just moved our room. We did kind of like an overnight sleepover. We have a bunch of kids that get to watch movies, eat a bunch of popcorn, go down to the pool. And that's how we do a party. And I don't have to clean up the house afterwards. It's nice. I just have to tip the staff. So it's fun. It's fun. It's not that expensive. Way cheaper than some of the Chuck E. Cheese parties I used to spend money on. And I was like, I'm not feeling right, and I don't want the kids starting to get this buzz. But absolutely, secondhand marijuana, whoa. Well, they say the cannabis that is smoked today is tripled in strength since the 1980s. And they are finding that this can impair performance of your secondhand pot smokers. You're not considered a pot smoker. All you're considered is somebody just sitting there breathing, and you imbibe it or you inhale it secondhand. They also say it's going to start messing with memory, and it could cause you to fail a drug test. Now, of course, the more confined the space, the worse. But I got to tell you, man, we had the balcony window open, door open, everything open, fan going on. And we were not confined by any means, and it still coalesced and was rank. According to lead author Dr. Evan Herman at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, says the scenario we looked at was almost a worst-case scenario. It could happen in the real world, but it could happen to someone without him being aware of it. We found positive drug effects in the first few hours, a mild sense of intoxication, and mild impairment on measures of cognitive performance. They said these were relatively slight effects, but even so, the participants did not pass the equivalent of a workplace drug test. The new research is the most comprehensive study, they say, of secondhand cannabis smoke and its effects since the 1980s. So the active ingredient, the tetrahydrocannabinol, or the THC, is the one that kind of gives the psychedelic aspect to the marijuana. And then you have then the cannabis. And they say that the strength of the street cannabis has tripled since the 1980s. Now, I wonder why that is. Is it just we have evolved to the point where people who smoke pot, you know, the first couple times they feel it, and then after a while they get so used to it that you need to now have stronger stuff to convince the buyer that what they're getting works and is good? I mean, my guess is marijuana has been around for so long that the original marijuana, just people are used to it. It's like nothing to them now. Researchers recruited 7 people aged 18 to 45 who said they smoked cannabis at least twice a week and tested positive for the THC but tested negative for other drugs. So they basically looked at these people, they put them in a room, etc. They tested the urine, blood, etc. All right, but I won't go into too much detail, but secondhand marijuana smoke can cause you to fail a drug test. Now, what's interesting is the concept of the American Disabilities Act and marijuana use. If the American Disabilities Act protects you from not getting a job and being discriminated against, protects you, which it should, protects you from being discriminated against for you having a medical condition, how are we approaching these cases that are coming up where people are using marijuana for their disability? So they have a medical condition, they need marijuana, yet the employer is running a drug test saying, look, okay, I need to make sure that you're not impaired before you take this job. So if you fail the drug test, you don't get a job. There's one case going on right now where it's a American with Disabilities Act suit because somebody has failed a drug test because they were using marijuana for their medical condition. So I'm not sure how that's going to play out. There's a lot of jobs out there where you cannot have marijuana on board or marijuana in your system. And jobs should be allowed to protect themselves liability-wise if they're going to be sued for having somebody that has drugs in their system. They should be allowed to do drug testing, and they should be allowed to make sure that their drivers, all right, or their people operating equipment or managing patients or in charge of children's safety are non-inebriated or non-intoxicated. Yet, if you're protected by the American Disabilities Act for your medical condition and the medicine you're taking is for that, there may be a loophole. And what's the employer supposed to do? All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Similarly here, we have a case of a nursing student who is suing Misericordia University because she failed to pass a course twice. Jennifer Burbella of Stroudsburg says school officials failed to abide by federal law. I'm not really sure what city she lives in. I apologize. She enrolled in Misericordia University in Luzerne County, but her attorney said because of disabilities, including anxiety, depression, and stress, she needs help. She has some disabilities, he says, and under Section 504 of the American Disabilities Act of 1973, you can make certain accommodations, not only in educational setting, but in the workplace, etc. So Burbella failed this course twice, asked for help, including extended time to complete exams and communication with the professor during a test. She said Misericordia officials did not follow through on these things, so she failed to pass a required course twice. According to the lawsuit, Burbella tried to call her professor during the examination, but the professor did not answer. A witness saw Burbella, quote, on several occasions during the exam, breaking down and crying. I'm a little nervous about her being a nurse. This is for a nursing class. I got to tell you right now, when you're a nurse, the stress level is 500,000 times what you are dealing with a test. I mean, are you sure this is the right field you want to go into? So anyway, if you're going to go into a medical problem, they say, and if you need that certain kind of time, my opinion is maybe it's not for you, according to university student Kevin Collins. I'm doing physical therapy here, and I feel like I want to be the best, and I want to know that I'm able to do what I need to do in the time frame to be done. That's how I feel about it. But the attorney for the student says his client's disabilities should not keep her from becoming a nurse. Now, she's suing for $75,000 in damages, but the attorney says she wants nothing more. What she wants more than anything is a chance to take the exam a third time. McGrath says, I think many people suffer from anxiety, depression, and those types of things who are doctors, lawyers, nurses. When we come back from break, how do you as an employer or as a teacher or as a coworker deal with certain changes that have to be done for people with disabilities that may not be what the original act was, I guess, meant to help? Like, for example, somebody in a wheelchair. You know, I mean, you know, the Americans with Disabilities Act, originally, you look at, all right, you know, you got somebody in a wheelchair, he's got to get to work. He can't get to work because you don't have proper accommodations. You don't have proper areas for him to get to his desk, so he can't get in, he can't get to work, he can't reach the computer, even though computers weren't as big in the 70s as they are now. He can't, you know, those kinds of things. You have to have accommodations. But how do we look at it when we're talking about anxiety and depression? 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, guys. Anyways, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, we got some breaking news. Amtrak has informed us that all passengers of Amtrak train 188 have now been accounted for, and unfortunately, the death toll is now up to 8. Authorities have confirmed an 8th fatality following Tuesday's Amtrak train derailment in Philadelphia, but all passengers right now have been accounted for. The latest victim was identified as one of the passengers on the train. Right now, they're in the process of removing the damaged train cars and still investigating. We'll keep you posted as we get more information on that. So, you know, going back to the American Disabilities Act, I've gotten emails from employers asking, how do you handle a employee who has anxiety? Is it covered under the American with Disabilities Act? And what accommodations are they supposed to do that doesn't appear to show favoritism and start making other employees upset? I also had another, I don't know if it was a manager or employer or somebody in management, ask about, you know, how do you slow down the influx of all the FMLA claims? Once one does it, they all do it. Now your whole crew is on FMLA. This is something that is not only a concern to management, but also a concern to coworkers. As we look back at this nursing student who is suing the school because she doesn't get a third crack at the test that she failed, and she needed more time, she needed to talk to the professor, what are the other students in the class supposed to do? All right, now I can't go back and go into the exact reasoning of why the American with Disabilities Act was passed in terms of was the first case. I would have to review the law. If it was somebody who was wheelchair bound, somebody who lost a limb, etc. And so the American with Disabilities Act is an act that I think a lot of us support because, you know, you have a disability, you want to do your job, you want to do your job well, but there are going to have to be some structural accommodations that need to be made. Now, having a disability and trying to compete in a workforce is very, very difficult. So the ADA allows people who have a disability to be out in the workplace, which is what we want. Okay? We don't want people with certain disabilities to be home getting worse. Somebody with back pain, somebody with finger amputation, somebody who suffers from headaches, somebody who suffers from asthma, stress, or anxiety. We don't want people stuck home because they can't get a job due to their disability. We want them out there. Okay? So the ADA is a good thing. Okay? It's a good thing. But what do you do when you have, in this particular case, a student sue the teacher for not being able to pass a test? And if she's successful, then is everybody else in the class going to say, well, then I have stress, I have anxiety too, so I should be able to pass. And then I should be able to have as much time as I need for the test. You know, it's interesting. To train for medicine, whether you're a nurse or a doctor, there are time constraints. Now, they didn't make us try to save a life dress rehearsal in a short amount of time. But if we were going to do runs like medics have to, in the military, a very good exercise is how to think on your feet and how to act in a stressful situation. All right. I know some EMTs and paramedics said they would have to train where the room was completely noisy and they had to try and listen to the heart. You know, you're in a noisy ambulance and you're trying to decide if a heart is filling up with fluid or a lung is filling up with fluid, and if you need to do a pneumothorax or you need to do a pericardiocentesis or a thoracentesis to help get fluid out. You need to be able to do this in a rush, under stress, with a family member crying, and alarms and sirens going on with you not being able to hear. So when medical school or nursing school or dental school says, all right, guys, you got 20 minutes, go and do the test, that's like one millionth of the amount of stress of what the normal situation would be. So, you know, people knew that, okay, medical school is stressful, you know, college is stressful, certain classes are stressful. So that would weed out people that couldn't handle stress so that the people that made it were able to handle an ER code, were able to handle somebody bleeding out, somebody bleeding all over you, somebody grabbing at you, trying to hurt you while you are trying to help them. Okay, and you know, the school I went to and where I trained, they luckily they really toughened us up. Now, thank God I didn't have a disability. Okay, I don't know how that would work if I had a disability. If I was blind, if I didn't have a limb, if I had post-traumatic stress disorder, if I had a disability, I don't know how well I would have done. Thank God I was able to get through. But now you have a class where we need to train the future backbone of our medical system, and that's what the nurses are. And these nurses are good. All right? And these nurses have saved thousands of more lives than doctors have. All right? Because they are first on the scene. They are the ones spotting things going wrong, telling the doctor. So these nurses are your front line. And if we have the ability to sue and force nursing programs to have to go easy and hold your hand through your training, and then the nursing field is going to be one of the most highly demanded fields out there. Well, then why not everybody get the accommodation so they can pass? It's going to be a job out there waiting for you. So people out there can say, look, I have stress, I have anxiety, I need more time also. And then how do you do tests? You know what? You can't put that pressure on me with the test because of the ADA Act, so you can't give me a test. Well, then how are schools supposed to know that the graduates know their stuff and can act in a highly stressful situation? You know, what are they supposed to do? The America with Disabilities Act defines disability as a physical or mental impairment that substantially limits one or more major life activities of the individual at issue. So absolutely, stress and anxiety qualify. Federal regulations provide that an impairment substantially limits a major life activity where the individual is unable to perform a major life activity that the average person in the general population can. The individual is significantly restricted as to the condition, manner, or duration under which the individual can perform a particular life activity compared to the average person. So even though you and I are thinking, okay, well, somebody has a limb amputated or somebody has difficulty breathing, etc., stress and anxiety and depression qualify as well. So do we now change the way we train doctors, bus drivers, cops, firefighters? How do you train a firefighter who has stress and will threaten to sue under the American with Disabilities Act? How do you do that? And I'm sure that's going to be now a whole new field of people figuring out how to do training depending on these certain disabilities. Apparently there was a teacher. This was back in 2010. She was afraid that she was given a warning, you know, when you get your job reviews, that she was going to lose her job. Apparently the court upholds that the anxiety from possibly getting fired is an ADA disability. So if you think you're going to get fired under the ADA, your boss has to make accommodations for the anxiety they have that you think you're going to have for getting fired for not doing your job right. I mean, how does anybody do their job? 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever sent a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for long and healthy